V'ze b'china siyichud havaya eke. Now we'll understand again that union that takes place between yud ke vav ke and eke, shehu yichud harishon. That's the first unification. That's the top unification between Hashem and the Shechina. V'ho emes meir beribua hadibur. And Rabbeinu Zal went on to explain over there in Likut Imran that through this toida hoida, through all of these things we're doing, we cause the light of truth to shine into the speech, the dibur. And we mentioned that the light of truth works, operates in three channels. There's shloisha kavei hoemes, which shine into the four categories of dibur. We mentioned this several times. Rav Nosson Zal says, what Rabbeinu Zal says there on Likut Imran about this connection between the Emes and the Dibur, between the three levels of Emes shining into the four sections of Dibur, that corresponds to what the Arizal says, that union between Yud Ke Vav Ke and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Why? Ki Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Hu Bechinas HaDibur. Because the name of Hashem that's associated with speech is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Where do we see it? In the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, we say it every day. K'mei shekosuv, Hashem sefosai tiftoch. Hashem, open my lips. Which Hashem? Which name of Hashem? Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's the name of Hashem associated with Dibur. The arba oisiyos shebeshem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, hein bechinas ribua hadibur. When Rabbeinu Zal used the term four sections of Dibur, Rav Nosson Zal says, that refers to the four letters of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Those four letters of Hashem's name associated with Dibur. Shehein Bechinas Arba Machanois Shechina, which correspond to the four camps of the Shechina. Bechinas Arba Degolim, the four flags, the four groupings, the four sections of the Jewish people. Three tribes and three tribes and three tribes, right? Shehem Shnei Moser Shvotam Rei Yaakov, referring to the 12 tribes, the sons of Yaakov Avinu. Shehu Bechinas Emes. Yaakov Avinu is the concept of Emes. We mentioned before, Titein Emes Li Yaakov. Shenechleku Li Arbo De Golem. And Yaakov Avinu, the father, is shining into his children. His children, he had 12 children, but they were divided into four groups. When they traveled three and three and three and three, right? The four degolim. Each group of three was a unit. So that's another example of these, the emes shining into the four categories of dibur. Yaakov Avinu, who is the emes, shining into his four groupings of his children. Now, Rav Nosson Zal used a word here, a term here, Dalit Machanois Shechina Kadisha. Dalit Machanois Shechina. Arba Machanois Shechina. This is a term that's used throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah, whereby we know that the one example of this is, we know that on the throne of Hashem, there are four images. There's an image of a lion, who's the king of the non-domesticated animals. There's an image of an ox, who is king of the domesticated animals. There's an image of an eagle, which is the king of the birds. And then there's an image of man, who is king, period, who is king over the rest of creation under the kingdom of Hashem. We just said today in Hallel, Yisrael, Mam Sheloisov. The Jewish people are the kingdom of Hashem. Hashem says, Va'atem tiuli mamleches koyanim. You, the Jewish people, will be a kingdom of priests. So we see that man is also Malchus, the Melech. These four, the Aryeh, Shoyer, Nesher, Odom, are sometimes referred to as these four camps, these Dalet Machanois of the Shechina. There's a lot more to say about it, but I don't want to go too far off tangent. For now, I hope this is a little bit. Okay. So we said that the Emes of Yaakov Avinu is divided up into these four flags. V'chol echod mishloisha shvotim. And each flag consisted of three tribes. So you have the three kavei emes shining into the four sections of Dibur. Shezeo b'chinas shem aleph dalet nun yud hanal. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us something very interesting. We know that everything comes from Hashem, right? The Jewish people come from Hashem. The Jewish people are four groupings. The four groupings are, you know, each grouping is three tribes, which means a total of 12, corresponding to the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. Or, here now we're going to speak about Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. And Rav Nosson Zal says that just like in the four flags, each flag consisted of three tribes, so too in these four letters of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, each letter consists of three letters. Aleph, Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Dalet, Dalet, Lamed, Tov. Nun, Nun, Vav, Nun. Yud, Yud, Vav, Dalet. So that this name, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, which represents the Shekhinah, which represents the Jewish people, shows us that this is the format of the Jewish people. That just like by the Shekhinah, just like by Hashem, you have four letters which branch out to 12 letters. So too by the Jewish people, you have these four flags which branch out to 12 individual tribes. Shehu arba oisiois, aleph dalet nun yud is four letters. V'chol ois v'ois b'miluoi, and each letter of those four, when you write it out as a word in its full form, shalosh ois yois, becomes three letters. It expands to three letters. Kozeh, and he shows you right here, Aleph is spelled Aleph Lamed Pei, Dalet is spelled Dalet Lamed Tov, and so on and so forth. Kayodua, as is known in the Zohar Kodesh, in the writings of the Arizal. So that's the Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, which represents Dibur, the four sections of Dibur, corresponding to the four letters, which represents Klal Yisrael, the Shekhinah, Klal Yisrael. Now, the Shem Havaya B'Milui, the name of Hashem that's involved in this connection. Remember, we mentioned earlier that in the union between Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei and Ekyeh, it was the Yud Kei Vav Kei of Ayin Beis that was involved over there. The highest one of Yud Kei Vav Kei is the one that connected with Ekyeh. Now when we're connecting with Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, it's the Yud Kei Vav Kei of 45, of Mo, the one with Alephs. Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph, that's the one that's going to connect. V'shem Havaya B'Milui Mo, the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, when it fills out to equal 45, Ze Bechinas Emes. That combination of Yud Kei Vav Kei is the one that's associated with Emes, truth. Kishem Mo the Ekye Heim Bebechina Achas. Because the format Mo of Yud Kei Vav Kei and Hashem's name Ekye are partners. They're very closely connected, as we'll see. Kimei Ha Aleph Shebeshem Mo Yoitze Shem Ekye Kemuva Bekavonis. Because the Arizal shows us, the Arizal tells us, we mentioned before that everything comes from Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? Everything, all the other names of Hashem. Oh, really? Where does Ekye come from? There's no Aleph in Yud Kei Vav Kei. Where's the Aleph in Yud Kei Vav Kei? The answer is there is yes an Aleph. You know when? When you fill out the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. You have Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav, Aleph, Vav, Hey Aleph. The Arizal shows that the Aleph in the Vav, Aleph, Vav, that's the Aleph of Ekye. That's how Ekye extends out of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So that it's in this name, in the format of Yud Kei Vav Kei, where it's with Alephs, that's the one, number one, that represents Emes. Rav Nosson Zal said, because that's the one from which Ekye is derived from. And we saw earlier that Ekye was Emes. Ekye times Ekye is Bigimatria Emes. That's one proof to show that this Shemo is associated with Emes. Gam, and additionally, Mo Bigematria Odom. This Mem Hei 45 is Bigematria of the word Odom, Shehu Bechinas Yaakov. And the title Odom is associated especially with Yaakov, Shehu Odom Shebemarkova Hanal. He is the picture on the throne of Hashem, the man. The man on the in the picture in the throne of Hashem, remember we said there's a lion and an ox and an eagle and a man. Guess whose face is on that man? It's Yaakov Avinu. So the when we have Aryeh Shor Nesher Odom, the Odom is Yaakov. And Odom is Mo. Odom is 45. That's this combination of Yud Kei Vav Kei that equals 45. That's Yaakov who is Emes. Titein Emes Li Yaakov. So Rav Nosson Zal is showing us another proof that the Mo is Emes. That's what it is. V'alkein, and therefore, Ho Emes Shemeir Beribua Hadibur, when Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran spoke about shining the Emes into the four sections of Dibur, Ze Bechinas Yichud Havaya de Mo, the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's what the Arizal is referring to when he speaks about the union between Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and the format of Yud Kei Vav Kei that's being used there is the Mo format, which is the one that's associated with Emes, shining into Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is the Dibur, as we showed. V'zeh ha'yichud hu lemato. This yichud between Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud takes place downstairs. We said before that Yud Kei Vav Kei Ekir, that was upstairs in Bina, you know, in one of the highest places, and that was associated with the Keser we mentioned. The yichud of Yud Kei Vav Kei Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, that's taking place all the way down. Bebechinas Netzach Hoyd Yesoid, in the area of Netzach Hoyd Yesoid, Bechinas Raglin, which is the legs, which represents the legs. Kamashakosa Shom, as the Arizal explains over there. Vehu Nimshach Miyichud Hoelyoin, Havaya Ekir, Shubigamatria Regel. And this connection between Yud Kei Vav Kei Aleph Dalet Nun Yud draws its light from the higher level union of Yud Kei Vav Kei Ekir, which we showed before was Bigimatria Regel. We said that the Yud Kei Vav Kei was the 72, the Yud Kei Vav Kei of 72, and the Ekir was the Ekir of 161. Aleph Lamed Pei, He Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, He Yud, which was 161, which we said was Bigimatria Regel. That union sends down light to the Raglin, to the lower level, to assist in the union between Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So we said that union of Havaya Ekir, which was Regel, Shu Bechinas Toy Davoido, which represented major thanks and praise to Hashem, Shemishom Meir Hoemes, that's where the light of truth begins to shine from that upper Yichud, Vayidei Heoras Hoemes Beribua Hadibur, when that light comes down and shines into that connection between Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which we said is the speech, Aydezeh Nimshach Kedusha Shabbos L'Yimei HaChol. Rabbeinu Zal said over there in the Likutei Moran that a Jew who is able to succeed in shining the Emes into the Ribu Adibur, that Jew will be Zoicha to be able to draw the light of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. V'nizgale, and when you do that, that shows shekol hapeulos mishtanos nimshochim me'echod haposhut yisborach. That all the different things, all the things in the world that seem to be different from each other, all originate from and all are connected to oneness, to Hashem Echod, to Hashem who is all one, you know, oneness. Because we said before that Shabbos is oneness. The climax of Shabbos is Ato Echod V'Shimcho Echod U'mi Kamcha Goyechad Boretz. That's the climax of Shabbos, declaring the unity, the oneness of Hashem. The 6 days of the week represent diversity, diversification. Sunday, Monday, to kosher pasul, tamei tohar, osur mutar, chesed gevura, teferes, you know, each day is something different. And by being able to draw the light of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, we're drawing that oneness into the diversification. We're showing that we realize, we recognize that all the diversity is all coming from oneness. That concept is what the Arizal refers to as that third yichud, the Yud Kei Vav Kei Elokim, which Rabbeinu Zal also touches on in the chapter on Likutei Moran, Kemavur Batoiranam. Shezeu Bechinas, that's the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes, Di'u, you should know, Ki Hashem Hu Hu Elokim, that Hashem is Elokim. They're not two different things. Hashem, which is all oneness, and Elokim, which seems to represent diversity, it's all really one. V'alkein ze ha'yichud bebechinas chesed gvura teferes shebechinas yodayim shukle ha'maisa shel kol ha'pula shebo ha'shazur ha'shazur. Therefore, this union, the union, we said before that the union of Yud Kei Vav Kei Ekeh took place upstairs in the penthouse in Bina. The union of Yud Kei Vav Kei Aleph Dalet Nun Yud took place downstairs in the legs. The union of Yud Kei Vav Kei Elokim takes place in the area of Chesed Gvura Teferis, which is the hands and the chest, which are the clay maisa. Those are the action. That's the parts of the body that represent action, creativity, of all the different things that Hashem created in the 6 days of creation. And we'll bring the pasuk now to show it, that all the different creations of Hashem were all created by His hands. Kemo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Af yodi yosto eretz v'yemini tofcho shamayim. Hashem says, my hand is what established the earth, and my right hand is what established the heaven. So we see that when Hashem speaks about the 6 days of creation, everything that He made throughout the 6 days of creation, He's talking about the hands. It's all associated with the hands. That's this union of Yud Kei Vav Kei Elokim, which shows that all the diversity, all the different things that Hashem created, is all connected to the oneness. Hashem Hu Hu Elokim. And that's why it's in that area, in the hands, in that section, that's where it's most important to broadcast this message of Hashem Hu Hu Elokim, meaning that all the different things, it all comes from and originates from the oneness of Hashem. Shezehu bechinas yichud Hashem Elokim. That's this union of Hashem and Elokim. If we'll review this, and if we'll look inside the Likutei Moran, we'll see that Rav Nosson Zal took all the different concepts that Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in that chapter in Likutei Moran in order, where Rabbeinu Zal started off with A, and then B, and then C, and he showed how A leads to B, and B leads to C, and so on and so forth. Rabbeinu Zal built that train over there in Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson Zal took the Arizal's explanation of the secret kavanas of Chanukah and showed how that's another version of what Rabbeinu Zal is saying. It's the same thing. And that again, and this is the whole concept of Chassidus. This is one of the main concepts of Chassidus, which was to take what the Mekubalim gave Klal Yisrael, the Mekubalim, the ones that were most visible, and the ones that put the Kabbalah into writing. Most of them lived up until the 1600s or early 1700s. Now, the era of the Mekubalim is generally referred to as, let's say, from about 1400s, 1500s, 1600s. That's when you had the Arizal in the 1500s, and the other great tzaddikim who came before him and after him, the students of the Arizal and ones that came afterwards, who were the forerunners of the Baal Shem Tov and all of his Talmidim. And one of the greatest gifts that the Baal Shem Tov and his students gave to Klal Yisrael was to take everything that the Mekubalim wrote, which seemed to have meaning only for about 0.001% of Klal Yisrael. Everyone else had nothing to do, no connection to it at all. The Baal Shem Tov and his followers, and especially Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbeinu Zal, who were completely knowledgeable in those Sfarim, in the Sifrei Kabbalah, and also knew what that means to us, knew how to bring it down to regular, simple Jews, and to show how a Jew trying to perform the mitzvahs of the Torah, trying to be a good Jew in the physical world, is actually connects with all of those different things that the Mekubalim taught. It's just that people who are on a level to learn those Sfarim and to understand it and to retain it in their mind, some of them are on a level that when they do the mitzvah, they can think those kavanas and make those unifications actively by thinking those thoughts and saying those words. Rav Nosson Zal writes many times, for us, people like us who don't know all of that and don't understand it, and even once we learn this, it's very possible that a week from today we're going to forget. For us, when we do a mitzvah with faith in Hashem and with faith in the tzaddikim, that I'm doing this mitzvah because Hashem said to. I'm not doing it because it's logical or it's rational or because it's good manners. It's a nice thing not to murder people. That's not why I'm not murdering people. I'd love to murder people. There's nothing that would make my day more satisfying and full and feel that I helped mankind than getting rid of a couple of million or tens of millions of savages that are inhabiting the world at the current time, of all different flavors in Iran and other places like that. But the reason why I don't do it is not because I can't afford it or fight. I don't do it because Hashem said not to. Mipnei shehatoyra amra, because Hashem said, don't do it. The reason why I want my children to respect me is not because I enjoy it or because it's a nice thing to do. It's because Hashem said so. And if Hashem says that parents are supposed to respect children, I'm happy to do it. I'm happy to give them the full respect that the Torah says, Yehi chvoid talmid chacha, that when you have a rabbi and students, the students have a very, very serious obligation to respect the rabbi like they would respect Hashem. That's the wording in Pirkei Avos. Moira rabach kemoira shamayim. The respect and awe that you have for your Rebbe has to be like the respect for Hashem. At the same time, the Torah says to the rabbi, Yehi chvoy talmid chachoshlo, that your student's respect should be as important to you as your respect. So here again, it's not that it's, what do you mean? It makes sense that the student has to respect the rabbi. Rabbi doesn't have to respect the student. That, nothing to do with making sense. Whatever Hashem says, if Hashem says this is the way, we do it this way. If Hashem says the right over the left, right. If Hashem says left over the right, whatever he says, I'm doing it because he said so. And because of the tzaddikim, who are the only ones qualified to interpret what he said and what he meant. We have the written Torah, the Torah Shebichsav. Do we understand anything that it says there? The answer is a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of it. 99.999% of our interpretation and understanding of the written Torah comes only via our rabbis. Our rabbis being Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, starting from there, going to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, going to the rabbis of today, who are the ones who are qualified to understand and interpret the word of Hashem for us. When a Jew performs the mitzvahs with that attitude, I'm doing this because this is something that was taught to me by Hashem and his tzaddikim, and I believe that there's all kinds of big, special things going on. When I light that menorah, and when I say these simple words, lahadlik ner, whatever you say, shel Chanukah, Chanukah, whichever one it is, when I say those words, I believe be'emunah shleimah, that there's all kinds of nuclear stuff taking place that the Arizal and the other great tzaddikim knew about, and I'm doing the mitzvah with his kashrus to them. I'm attaching myself to these great tzaddikim at the time of doing the mitzvah so that they can add the salt and pepper and the spices and fry it and bake it and freeze dry it so that my mitzvah will accomplish what they know a mitzvah can and should accomplish. This is a very, very important point that applies to our practice of all of Yiddishkeit.